All right, sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Thank you. May I thank you very much. May I ask you to open your Bibles, please, to the Gospel of Luke. Luke chapter 22 and verse number 47. Luke chapter 22 and verse number 47. I'll read as you follow silently several verses down through verse 54. And while he yet spake, behold, a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? When they which were about him saw what he would follow, they said unto him, Lord, shall we smite with the sword? And one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. And Jesus answered and said, suffer ye thus far. And he touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said unto the chief priests and captains of the temple, and the elders which were come to him, be ye come out as against a thief with swords and staves? When I was daily with you in the temple, ye stretched forth no hands against me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness. Then they took him and led him and brought him into the high priest's house, and Peter followed afar off. I call your attention to the last line of verse number 53, where it said, but this is your hour and the power of darkness. Now I'm going to ask you to close your Bibles, please. Put your pens and pencils up. Put your cameras away. And let me talk to you for a while. Our Heavenly Father, I pray in the closing hours of this great week, you would help this preacher. And this is the 10th time I've spoken in the last 72 hours. Besides that, I've conducted the school, and I need your help tonight in a very special way. I pray you give me the hearts of the people, their ears, their minds, and their hearts, and their souls, as I try to pay attention to you. In Jesus' name, amen. The aroma of Mary's ointment and the taste of Martha's cooking linger perhaps still in the Savior. The upper room is over. What is called the Last Supper, which was really the first Lord's Supper, and I think erroneously called the Last Supper, it should be called the First Supper, I think, is now ended. Our Lord has washed the disciples' feet. He has spoken those immortal words. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And you know the rest of the story. The supper is over. The apostles' feet have been washed. And our Savior is in the garden. Neath the stars of the night walked the Savior of light in a garden of dew-laden breeze. Not my will, but thy be done, cried the Father's own Son as he knelt neath the old olive trees. Neath the old olive trees, neath the old olive trees, went the Savior alone on his knees. Again, not my will, but thine be done, cried the Father's own Son as he knelt neath the old olive trees. Peter could not watch for an hour, and Jesus' heart was hurt because he couldn't. And suddenly there comes a band of men, officers from the chief priest. They come as Pharisees to arrest him. This is their hour and the power of darkness. That's what the Savior said. This is your hour and the power of darkness. So I say to those men who came to arrest the Savior, This is your hour and the power of darkness. Soon, Judas Iscariot, of the 12, dastardly placed the kiss of betrayal upon the brow of our Savior. Judas, I say to you, enjoy yourself. This is your hour and the power of darkness. He is taken then to the palace of Annas, the high priest. No longer is Annas the officiating high priest. He's sort of the high priest emeritus, I guess you would say. But he's still the most influential of all the priests. He examines Jesus. He binds him. And then he leads him to Caiaphas. He could have freed Jesus had he chosen. But he didn't. This is your hour, Annas, and the power of darkness. Enjoy yourself. This is your hour and the power of darkness. He then is delivered to Caiaphas, the son-in-law to Annas, who is the high priest in charge. He asked Jesus of his doctrine. He asked Jesus of his disciples. He then, one of the officers then smites the Savior, and Caiaphas proposes the death of Jesus Christ. Oh, he could have freed him had he chosen, but he was afraid to do so for fear of the people. This is your hour, Judas. This is your hour and the power of darkness, Annas. This is your hour, band of men. This is your hour, Caiaphas, and the power of darkness. He then is delivered to Pilate, the Roman governor. Pilate acquits Jesus of all evil. He wants to release him, but he wants to be popular more, just like some of you preachers do. He wants popularity, so he gives the orders to scourge Jesus. You know what that means. That's the cat of nine whips on one handle with metal metal along each whip. 39 times the cat of nine tails is placed on the back of our lovely Lord. This is your hour, Pilate. And the power of darkness. This is your hour. Band of men arresting him. And the power of darkness. This is your hour, Judas Iscariot. And the power of darkness. This is your hour, Annas, you stinking coward. This is your hour. And the power of darkness. This is your hour, Caiaphas, who had the power to release him but would not for fear. This is your hour. And the power of darkness. This is your hour, Pontius Pilate. You coward, you. You know he's innocent, but you want to be popular more than you want to do what's right. And this is your hour and the power of darkness. Then he's delivered to the soldiers. The soldiers are they who scourge him at the command and order of Pontius Pilate. This is your hour, soldiers, as you scourge the back of the Son of God. The one who's dying for you or will die for you is going to bear your various sins in his own body on the tree. This is your hour, soldiers, as you hold the handle of the cat of nine tails and lash the back of the lovely Son of God. This is your hour and the power of darkness. After that, he's delivered to Herod. Herod wanted to see him perform a miracle. Herod had heard of blind eyes being opened, deaf ears being unstopped, the lame leaping like a hart, and the dead rising to live again. Herod had heard of all that, and as you'd want to see some kind of a magician perform, Herod wanted Jesus to perform some kind of a miracle. But our Lord is not in the spectacular business. He's not the business of trying to perform. He's in the business of compassion. Herod, however, wanted to see a miracle chiefly done. This is your hour, Herod. This is your hour, Pilate. This is your hour, Caiaphas. This is your hour, soldiers. This is your hour, Annas. This is your hour, Judas. This is your hour, band of men arresting him. This is your hour and the power of darkness. Herod releases Jesus and sends him back once again to Pilate. Pilate lets clamor prevail and lets Jesus be crucified. This dirty coward, let Jesus be crucified. Pilate, this is your hour. Enjoy the applause of those who have clamored for his death. Enjoy your popularity. This is your hour. Herod, enjoy the fact that you are not willing to do what was right. This is your hour. This is your hour, Herod. This is your hour, Pilate. This is your hour, Annas. This is your hour, Caiaphas. This is your hour, soldiers. This is your hour, Judas. This is your hour, band of men who arrested him. I say, this is your hour. But let me say just a word to each of you. To you, band of men. To you, Judas Iscariot. To you, Pontius Pilate. To you, Annas. To you, High Priest Caiaphas. To you, Herod. To you, soldiers. Let me just say a word. This is your hour. But let me tell you, an hour doesn't last very long. An hour is going to end pretty soon. So you better enjoy this hour. Because the next hour is going to come after this one is all over. And after your hour is over, there will be another hour. Let me remind you of that. You fellas, squeeze all the fun you can out of it. Enjoy trying him, Annas. This is your hour. Enjoy trying him, Caiaphas. This is your hour. Enjoy trying him, Pilate. This is your hour. Enjoy trying him, Herod. This is your hour. Enjoy betraying him, Judas Iscariot, and enjoy the 30 pieces of stinking silver that are in your godless hands. This is your hour. Enjoy scourging him, soldiers. This is your hour. Enjoy crucifying him, soldiers. This is your hour. Enjoy lying, false witnesses. This is your hour. Enjoy your clamoring, frenzied mob. This is your hour, but an hour is not very long. For you see, it's Wednesday afternoon, about 3 o'clock. And he'll be in the grave Wednesday night, and Thursday morning, and Thursday afternoon, and Thursday night, and Friday morning, and Friday afternoon, and Friday night, and Saturday morning, and Saturday afternoon, and Saturday night. But I got news for you, Pilate. I got news for you, Herod. I've got news for you, Judas Iscariot. I've got news for you, clamoring mob. I've got news for you, Annas. I've got news for you, Caiaphas. As sure as Wednesday afternoon is here, Sunday morning is going to come. This is your hour. But Sunday's coming, Pilate. Sunday's coming, Herod. Sunday's coming, Caiaphas. Sunday's coming, Annas. Sunday's coming, mob. Sunday's coming, Judas Iscariot. I've got some good news for you. Sunday is going to come. Wednesday night will pass, and Thursday morning will pass, and Thursday night will pass, and Friday morning will pass, and Friday night will pass, and Saturday morning will pass, and Saturday night will pass, but glory be to God, Sunday morning is going to come. So enjoy your Wednesday, enjoy your Thursday, enjoy your Friday, enjoy your Saturday, because you're going to be an awful embarrassed bunch of people when Sunday morning comes. Enjoy arresting him, soldiers, but don't forget, Sunday's coming. Enjoy crucifying him, soldiers, but don't you forget, Sunday's coming. Enjoy guarding him Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and Saturday. You men who are centurions to guard him, you enjoy that, but you're going to be unemployed on Sunday morning. Enjoy the 30 pieces of silver that you hold in your hand, Judas Iscariot. You're going to be flat busted Sunday morning because Sunday is going to come. Enjoy screaming, you angry mob, but you mark it down, Sunday's coming. Enjoy your lies, false witnesses, but Sunday is going to come. Enjoy your writing, scribes and Pharisees and Sadducees. Do you have a story to print on Sunday morning? You enjoy your freedom, Barabbas, but Sunday's coming. You enjoy your happiness, Sadducees, but Sunday's coming. You enjoy your power, Caiaphas, but Sunday's coming. You enjoy your popularity, Pilate, but Sunday's coming. I said Sunday's coming. I said Sunday's coming. I said Sunday's coming. I said Sunday's coming. Enjoy yourself, queers. Enjoy your homosexuality. Enjoy your dress, queers. Enjoy serving in the armed forces, queers. Enjoy your queer rights ordinances, if you would please. Enjoy your queer parades. Enjoy your earrings. Enjoy your unisex movement. Enjoy your queer marriages. Enjoy your staking demonstrations. Enjoy your adoptions. But I got news for you. You're going to be sorry when Sunday morning comes. I said Sunday's coming. I said Sunday's coming. I said Sunday's coming. Sunday's coming, homos. Sunday's coming, lesbians. Sunday's coming, queers. Sunday's coming, queer rights. You mark it down. We fundamentalists might be the scum of the earth now, but we'll reign with Jesus when Sunday morning comes. Enjoy yourself, baby killers, with your hands dripping with the blood of life. Enjoy yourself, you stinking murderers. And enjoy yourself, you congressmen haven't got the guts to declare it murder. And enjoy yourself, Supreme Court, that allows it to happen in America. Don't you tell me about the Holocaust. There's one going on every day in America. Enjoy yourself. But blessed be God, Sunday's going to come. The grave is going to be empty. The Savior's going to live. And Sunday morning is going to come. Enjoy yourself, casino crowd. Enjoy yourself, lottery. You legislators that outlaw gambling and then you establish gambling. You put folks in prison for gambling on ball games and let the Catholics gamble in the basement of their churches. Pete Rose ain't getting the Hall of Fame, but you got a Hall of Shame right across the street over there. I say enjoy yourself, you dirty liberal politicians, trying to make a buck at the hands of orphans and homeless people and women who are left without money to buy food for their children. I say enjoy yourself, casino crowd, selling your soul for the almighty dollar. I say enjoy yourself, but Sunday morning is going to come. Enjoy yourself, rock music crowd, with your sensuous filth. Enjoy yourself, Michael Jackson. Enjoy yourself, Madonna. Enjoy yourself, Prince. Enjoy yourself, Rolling Stones, because another stone's going to roll in 3 days. Enjoy yourself. Live it up. Laugh at us. Call us narrow-minded fundamentalists. Call us right-wing bigots. Call us what you want to call us, but you're going to end the shock of your life when Sunday morning comes. I said Sunday's coming. I said Sunday's coming. I said Sunday's coming. Enjoy yourself, Hugh Hefner. With the Dirty Playboy magazine. Enjoy yourself with your centerfold pictures. Enjoy yourself with your mansion of whores and harlots. Enjoy yourself, you stinking whoremonger. Enjoy yourself while you destroy the morals of America. Enjoy yourself with your Playboy channel on the television set. Live it up, Hugh Hefner. Have a lot of fun, because you're going to be embarrassed when Sunday comes. I said Sunday's coming. I said Sunday's coming. I said Sunday's coming. Enjoy yourself, charismatics. Enjoy yourself, fatty hen. Sunday's coming. Enjoy yourself, Oral Roberts. I'd rather have oral surgery than Oral Roberts. Enjoy yourself, John MacArthur, with your bloodless gospel, with the blood of my Savior. You say, is at the foot of the cross? I've got news for you. I'll be up there one of these days, and I'll see that blood. And I'll send you an email down there and tell you it's up here. You'll find out when Sunday comes. I said Sunday's coming. I said Sunday's coming. I said Sunday's coming. Enjoy yourself, Chucky Swindoll. Enjoy yourself, Bill Hybels.
as you go from house to house asking a bunch of unsaved heathen what kind of church they want, when you ought to go to the throne of grace, ask God what kind of church he wants. Enjoy your little seances with President Clinton. As you go up there and fellowship with that draft-dodging whoremonger, enjoy that. But I got news for you, Hybel. Sunday's coming. I got news for you, Chucky Swindoll. Sunday's coming. I got news for those of you that are mad right now, too. Sunday's coming. I said Sunday's coming. I said Sunday's coming. Enjoy yourself with your convictionless Christianity, catering to a pagan world and neglecting soul winning. Enjoy your bloodless gospel. Enjoy your lifestyle evangelism. Make fun of old-fashioned soul-winning people. Make fun of those who go from house to house. Call us nuts. Call us fanatics. But bless God, we'll be on topside Sunday morning. Enjoy yourself, HBO. Enjoy yourself, Showtime. Enjoy yourself, NBC. Enjoy yourself, CBS. Enjoy yourself, ABC. Enjoy yourself, Movie Channel. Enjoy yourself, soap operas. Enjoy yourself, Oprah. Enjoy yourself, Jerry Springer, whatever his name is. Enjoy yourself. I got news for you, brother. Old-fashioned hellfire and damnation fundamentalists are going to rise on Sunday morning. I said Sunday's coming. I said Sunday's coming. I said Sunday's coming. Enjoy yourself, Zondervan, with your stinking NIV Bible. I said your stinking NIV Bible. You say, I don't like that, then I'll say it again. Your stinking NIV Bible. Why don't you get back the Bible that shaped America? Why don't you get back the Bible of Billy Sunday and Dwight Moody? Why don't you get back to God's eternal word? Sunday's coming. Enjoy yourself, Zondervan. Enjoy yourself, Nelson Publishers, with your New King James Bible. We don't need a New King James Bible. Enjoy yourself with your so-called Christian bookstores, trying to make a buck by selling a bunch of fake Bibles. Enjoy yourself. But I want you to know something, brother. When Sunday morning comes, that's the only Bible that's going to be you. I said Sunday's coming. I said Sunday's coming. Enjoy yourself, so-called Christian radio. Enjoy yourself, New Schofield people. RSV, ASV, Reader's Digest, Condensed Version, the Living Bible. They're all dead Bibles except the true Living Bible, and that's the King James Bible. You say, preacher, I'm not going to come back next year. That's why I'm plucking your tail feathers while you're here. Go trade your Bible for a songbook. It's more inspired than the Bible you got. You wait till Sunday morning comes. Go ahead and join up with a popular crowd. Go ahead and live it up with those that criticize old-fashioned hell, damn fire, and damnation preacher. You go ahead. But bless God, we rising on Sunday morning. Enjoy yourself, universities, colleges. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy making fun of the Bible, godless professors. Enjoy your paganism and heathenism. Enjoy making light of the miracles of the Word of God. Go ahead and tell your students that the whale didn't swallow Jonah. Go ahead and tell your students that Jesus didn't miraculously feed the 5,000. But you're in for the shock of your life when Sunday morning gets here. Enjoy yourself, colleges, seminaries, public schools, while corrupting the minds of our young people. Enjoy yourself, Baylor University, keeping your doors open with the tithes and offerings of God's people and denying the very Bible of the people that gave you the money. You're stinking traitor, that the Sunday's going to come, and when Sunday comes, you're in for the shock of your life. Enjoy yourself, institutes. Enjoy yourself, Wheaton College. Enjoy yourself, promise keepers. And you ecumenical hodgepodge. You call yourself promise keepers and don't even have the right promises. You wait till Sunday morning comes. You can meet in the basement of the average Baptist church while we meet in Rose Bowl. I said Sunday's coming. Enjoy yourself, ecumenical crowd. Enjoy yourself, Hamilton County Baptist Association, as you excommunicate the great Lee Robertson. One of these days, Lee Robertson's going to be the chairman of the Hamilton County Association when Sunday morning comes. Enjoy yourself, Tarrant County Association, who excommunicated the great John R. Rice. When Sunday morning comes, you in for the shock of your life. Enjoy yourself, London Baptist Association, who kicked Charles Haddon Spurgeon out of your membership with only 7 of you fellas had the gust to vote for him. You enjoy it. But I got news for you. You guys are going to be shocked to death when Sunday morning comes. I said Sunday's coming. I said Sunday's coming. I said Sunday's coming. Enjoy yourself, Nebuchadnezzar, while the Hebrew children are in the fire furnace. Enjoy yourself, because what you don't know is there's somebody else in there with them. And Nebuchadnezzar, you're going to rue the day you did that when Sunday comes. And enjoy yourself, Darius, putting Daniel in the lion's den, because Daniel's going to be delivered when Sunday morning comes. Enjoy yourself, state of Texas, as you put in jail the great Lester Roloff because he wouldn't let you tell him how to operate his orphanages and his homes for young people. Enjoy yourself. Well, I got news for you, bless God. As sure as there's a God in heaven, as sure as the sun rises there and sets there, as sure as the moon shines at night, Sunday morning is going to come. Let me say, don't bow your knee to Baal. And get rid of your stinking inferiority complex. And quit feeling sorry for being old-fashioned fundamentalists. Because, bless God, we arise in old Sunday morning. Sunday's coming. I said Sunday's coming. Enjoy yourself, Presbytery, that refused to ordain Dwight Moody. You'll be sorry Sunday morning. Enjoy yourself, Haman, who had the gallows built for Mordecai. You sure were shocked when Sunday came. Enjoy yourself the life because David's got 5 smooth stones. He's going to sling you away on Sunday morning. Enjoy yourself, Mrs. Clinton. Enjoy yourself, Hillary. Enjoy yourself, President Clinton, with your godless life. And you're the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, and you wouldn't even fight in the armed forces. Enjoy yourself with your stinking yellow spine. Enjoy yourself. I got news for you, Bill. All the impeachment proceedings are not over yet. You wait till God in heaven impeaches you. I said Sunday's coming. I said Sunday's coming. It's Wednesday now, but Sunday's coming. You know the story. You used it. I've used it. Little boy, reading the book. His mother called him and said, son, I want you to come dry the dishes. It's back in the days when we dried the dishes. Little boy said, mama, I can't. I'm reading the book. She said, yes, you can. You're going to come and dry the dishes. He said, mama, I can't do it because the villain is in charge and my hero is held captive. And I'm right in the middle of the book. I got to see how it turns out. Mama said, you're going to see how it turns out. You don't get in here and dry these dishes. But, Mama, I can't come. I can't leave the hero in trouble and the villain while the villain's winning. She said, you're going to be the villain. I'm going to be the hero if you don't get in here and dry the dishes. Little boy sits there. He turns over the last chapter of the book. And he finds to his delight that the hero wins. He goes toward the kitchen, waving the book and saying, yan, yan, yan. Old villain, you think you're having it good in the middle of the book. You wait till you get to the last chapter. You're in for the shock of your life. I've read the last chapter. It says the trumpet's going to sound. I read the last chapter. It says the dead in Christ are going to rise. I read the last chapter. It says the living should be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. I read the last chapter. It said we'll be married to Jesus at the marriage of the Lamb. I read the last chapter. It says our reward shall be received at the judgment seat. I read the last chapter. It said we'll throw our rewards, our crowns, at Jesus' feet and sing blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sits on the throne. I read the last chapter. It said that Jesus is going to saddle a white horse and we are going to join him with heaven's cavalry. It says we're coming back to the earth. I read the last chapter. It said that we're going to rule and reign for 1,000 years on the earth. I'll employ Hugh Hefner to print King James Bibles. The Rolling Stones will sing, Rock of Ages, test for me, let me hide myself in thee. And John MacArthur will sing, Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And Chucky Swindoll will go house to house soul winning. And Sonnenberg will burn their dirty Bibles. I read the last chapter. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, Lucifer, you think you have it pretty good there in the middle of the book. I read the last chapter. You're going to be in for the shock of your life. Jesus shall reign where'er the sun does his successive journeys run. His kingdom shall spread from shore to shore. The moon shall wax and wane no more. And I, John, saw the holy city coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I said, Sunday's coming. Hallelujah. Sunday's coming. Hey, Sunday's coming. Hey, Sunday's coming. Hey, Sunday's coming. Sunday's coming. Sunday's coming. Sunday's coming. Thank God. Thank God. We're on the winning side. Would you bow your heads, please? Our Heavenly Father, we can put up with a few Wednesdays of scourging. We can put up with a few graves on Thursday. A few sepulchers on Friday. We can put up with a few stones over the sepulcher on Saturday. But thank God tonight. Thank God. Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph for his foes. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me. He talks with me upon life's narrow way. He lives. He lives. Salvation to impart. They ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Our heads are bowed. Our eyes are closed.